Absolutely.
Okay, we're good. We're done.
Okay.
What was I saying? I just wanted to be mining a little more in 2 points from the Shaka Vatari Daf Beis Amud Beis, which tie into, I think, basic things that we need to understand for understanding this Perek and this Masechet. Start with the question of Tosos. It seems like starts out as a very technical question in Dibur Maskal Aval. Right, I spent like 2 minutes summarizing it too quickly last time, so let's really try to understand what's going on. What's this Havamina? The Havamina is, according to this Havamina, is that the Pasuk is Mayri...
You know what?
Hold on. I wrote new ones today. Good. The Pasuk is talking about Keren Klusha, this weird case of an animal that takes a horn that's not attached like Sitka Ben Kanada. The Keren Klusha. But Keren Mechuberes is, what's the Gemara's phrase? Kula Moedesi, right? Kula Moedesi, meaning when the Pasuk says the first 3 times you pay Chatzi Nezek, and then when it's time, the 3rd time it's in Muad, you pay Nezek Shalein. That's talking about this weird case of the animal with the horn that doesn't belong to it. But an animal that gores normally with a horn on its head, you pay Nezek Shalein from the first time. Tosus asks a very simple question. V'im Tomar, D'Rasal V'Vabim Chuberis, Eim Akulim Edesi, L'Shan Nezek Shalein, Filip Parmishona, V'im Tomar Mehe Tesi. What would be the mukkar of this? Why would you have this Havamina? Why would you think, what's the mukkar that Keren Mechuberes pays Nezek Shalem from the beginning? Imi Tlusha, Daika Tlusha. If you learn Keren Mechuberes, like Kolshkin from Keren Tlusha, Keren Tlusha, which is really weird, you have to pay. Keren Mechuberes is more normal, for sure you have to pay. But Daya, Daya limited in Leos Kedida, you can't learn more from the Kavachomer than from the source. So it should still only be Nezek, Achatzi Nezek. Imi Sharavos. And if you could say, I'm not going to learn it from Keren Tlusha, I'm going to learn it from the other Oms Dezikin, from Shane and Regel and Aish and Bor, which all pay Nezek Shalim, there's a problem. Ha Teinach L'Mandamar Keren Adifa the Kavanos L'Hazik V'Afilu Keren. Now, see, this works well for the Mandamar later, that Keren is more Chomer than the other ones, because it's being Mazik on purpose. Then Keren can be learned from the other ones. Like Rabbeinu Tam says later on, Dehainu L'Mandamar Palgan Iskam Amona. This is L'Mandamar Palgan Iskam Amona. The Islay Stam Shorim La Bechez Gashimur Kaimi. He holds that a Stam Shor we don't assume is safe. Bechez Gashimur means it's safe. Okay, there's a Machlokas later on, which Rabbi Natan ties into the Gemara Daf Hey on the base. Do we assume, remember Darko L'Hazik? So is Keren really Darko L'Hazik or not? Is Keren Stam Shor Bechez Gashimur? Do we say a Stam Shor we assume is safe and wouldn't be Mazik? A Stam Shor wouldn't gore. Stam Ox or Bull wouldn't gore. And therefore, it's surprising, it's unusual for a bull to gore. That's the mandara that it's just a knas you have to pay, you really shouldn't have to pay. Or do we say, no, stam swarm la b'ches gashimur kaimi. That a stam bull, we don't assume it's safe, it would gore, it's normal to gore. So is it normal, is Karen normal like Shane and Rego? Like all animals walk and all animals eat. So likewise, all bulls gore. Or do we say, no, it's abnormal. Those are the two mandarmers that come up in Daf Tesvav. Basically, you have mandarmer. Palga Nizka Knasa, Manda Amar Palga Nizka Mamona. Is it a Knas that really you shouldn't have to pay? Or is it Mamon? Mamon means a real debt that you should have to pay. And this, what's the basis of this? The base of this is Stam Shvarim. Bechezkas Shimur Kaimi. Stam Shvarim, Stam Bulls are, and this is just a Gemara, right? Or Stam Shvarim La Bechezka Shimur Kaim. Are most Shvarim assumed Bechezka Shimur means to be safe? Or are they assumed to be unsafe? And what do we mean? That's the Gemara. What do we mean by this? This is just interpretation, this is just translation of the Gemara. Do we assume that Karen, the first time, Karen Tam, right? Stam Shvarim means a Tam. It hasn't been Muad yet. Do we assume that Keren Tam is a Mechezka Shiver, is uncommon? Or do we assume that Karen Tom is common, right? Is this an expected thing or an uncommon, weird, unexpected thing? Says Rabbeinu Tam Adav Hey, which is a very reasonable thing, he says, well, that affects whether you can learn it from the other, right? This is the Gemara. So far is the Gemara and Daf Tesvav. All of this is the Gemara and Daf Tesvav. So we'll get to more. Adds Rabbeinu Tam, but a very, not everyone agrees, we'll see, but a very reasonable, like, it doesn't seem to be a big Kiddush. Adds Rabbeinu Tam, very poshut. If Karen Tom is uncommon, he says, that's a machlok zedaf hey, then you can't learn Karen from Shein Varegel Eish Ubor. Because all those things are common. Animals always eat, and they always walk, and things always fall into pits, and fires always burn. But this is very uncommon, so it's not dark and lachazik like the other ones, so you can't learn it from them. But if Karen Tom is common, then you can learn Karen from Shein Varegel Eish Ubor. Okay, that is what Rabbeinu Tam says. Okay, not everyone agrees, we'll see, but it's a very reasonable thing for him to say. Says Tosfos, hold on a second. Where do you get this Havmina from? Why do you think Karen Mechuberes pays Nezek Sholing from the beginning? You can't say you learn it from Karen Tlusha, because then it would only pay Chatzin Nezek the first three times, like Karen Tlusha. You can't say you learn it from Shane and Regel and Asian Bor, because that only works to learn to this mandamar. Called Palvinus Gamalona. It doesn't work more to that mandamar. So he says, that only works behind the mandamar, that only works to that mandamar. Avalamandar Palvinus Kiknasa, the Isle Stamshor Bechez Kashimur Kaimi, Loas Yakaramikulu. You can't learn Karen from everything else. Kidamri Lakama, like we say later on, Kishod is Bor Meinayu. If you throw Bor together with one of the other ones, either Shane or regular Ish, Asikulu Vavikur, you can learn everything, but you can't learn Karen. You can learn Freshim Vadim to Lossing, so you can ask all these other things are from the very beginning expected, Muad, and this is unexpected. Perish Dakum Hazik. All the other things are normal and common, and this is uncommon, which is Ink and Karen, the Bechez Kashimur Kaimi. Okay, that's Tosis Kasha, that according to this Manda Amar, Palgan is Kiknasa, which is a strong Kasha, because we paskin like Manda Amar, Palgan is Kiknasa. So according to Manda Amar, we paskin like, Tosis doesn't add that, but I'm sure it's in the back of his mind. Then we have no source. So what does Tosis say? Tosis answers, Yeshlomar to the man that paskin is palgan is knasa the man that palgan is knasa holding our bone khuberis aim kula muedas who be sham nezik shalom from shona la mi sham de itzra kolash mina de imuedas de imuedas ela tana who tzra kolash mina lo havi raim and apostle the khuberis nami having gone the gicha shlo tete lomar de gicha hainu bitlusha dumya the carni barzel sitki ya to sitki ya bone khuberis dark lo hazmi tlosam and the more born mekani of the khaibul khakim nezik shalom. What does Tosos say? Tosos gets very nidchak here. Right? Tosos ends up very dachuk. Tosos ends up here very dachuk. Says Tosos. So, question is, why? What are we going to learn it from? So says Tosos, not from Karen Tlusha, that's impossible. Says Tosos. Tosos says, Nilmad mi Shein Regel Eishubor. Technically, you only need like one or two of these, right? Probably like you could put together any combination, almost any combination of two of these. In the Gemara, it says put together Bor, but to get Karen, you could probably put together almost any combination of two of these. And you could learn from them to Karen Mechuberes to pay Nezek Shalim. But that's assuming Nezek Mechuberes is, Karen Mechuberes is common like them. So, here you have to go in two ways. One way that Artos and the Daf ways, that Artos and the Daf goes, and the other way that the Tosus Rush and some of the other days in Tosva in the Shidum Gavetzes go. What do they say? Nimla Mishen Regal Eishubor. And, but we hold that Halga Nizka Knossa and Karen Mechuberes is unusual, as opposed to the others which are usual. So here you have two choices. What Artosis doesn't say, but the Tosos Rosh and the Shidu Gebetza says, is that, who's the man da'amr and daf tesvav, who holds Palganiska Mamona? Iltmar Palgan Iska Rav Papa Armamod. It's Rav Papa who says the day we don't paskin like. And who's our Gemara talking about?
Rav Papa.
Rav Papa. Now it's not so clear. Our Gemara started with the statement of Rav Papa and then says, what did Rav Papa mean? By Yeshbim Kiyotzvim, Yeshbim Vlav Kiyotzvim. Does that mean our whole Gemara is following Rav Papa? He started the ball rolling. But the Tosfos Rush suggests, here you have two ways to go. Either 1.1, which is a Tosfos Rush, we don't have a book Tosfos Rush, but it's in the Shita, and a few of the Bali Tosfos in the Shita. In the Shita, we got some quotes like almost all the Shita, most of the Shita we got here is just alternate versions of Tosfos. And often they quote like six versions of Tosfos, and they all, you know, four of them always say the same thing in different words. But the Tosfos Rush quotes here that that our Sugyan Azil Aliba Dera Papa the Savar. Palganizka Mamona. Says, you're right, our sugya only works according to one man, the Amar, we don't paskin like. But that's okay, because it's Rav Papa. Or what our Tosfos says, what our Tosfos says is that you're right, there really is no such Havamina. You wouldn't really have had the Havamina. Just, there's no real Havamina to learn Keren from, you know, the other avos. It's not a real havamina, because after all, the other avos are usual, and Keren is unusual. The other avos are expected, and Keren is unexpected. So, how can you learn an unexpected nezek from an expected nezek? But, what is he saying? Our Gemara doesn't really mean you really would have had a havamina, and you need the psukim to teach you not to have that havamina. Our Gemara just means, but, you might have had a mistaken Havamina that Keren Mechuberes is usual. And therefore, it's not coming to teach us we really get a Havamina, don't think that Havamina. That's what those means like. It's not the Psukim need to teach you not to have a real Havamina. It's just that someone might have mistakenly had the wrong Havamina, like the day we don't Paskin like. So the Tana, that's what he means. Not the Psukim are coming to teach you not to have a real Havamina. The Tana is teaching you not to have a stupid mistaken Havamina. And even the Pasuk would only teach you something if you had a real Havamina otherwise. The Braisa can teach you something even if you just had a mistaken false Havamina otherwise. The Braisa is allowed to teach you, don't think something that's false anyway. And that's what he's saying. It's not a real Havamina, it's a mistaken Havamina. Okay, so basically, what all the days, these 2 days in Tosfos have in common is that the makor is Shein Regel Ishubar, or Shar Avos. The makor is Shar Avos. The makor is Shar Avos, sorry. It's only a Havamina if you hold Palganis Mamona, that regular goring with the Karen Mechuberis is usual. So either you have to say, this is Ali the Mandamar that it's usual, who we don't paskin like, or that someone might mistakenly have thought like that Mandamar, even though it's not true. Okay, that's what Tosfos has to say. You might have had a mistaken Havamina that the Karen Mechuberis is usual. That's Tosfos there. There are other answers in the Bali Tosfos that are quoted in the Shita Gubetzes. There are other clever answers. For example, what did the Gilyon Tosfos answer? Or we can go on any. What is the? Okay, I realize that the Tosfos of Inperitz in the Shita might not have had the line that I wanted, but I'll read it anyway. There's a Riva or a Ritzva, Rav Yitzchak ben Avram. Some Bali Tosfos call it the Riva, some call it Ritzva. Who's quoted in a few of the Tosfos in? It's in the Tosfos of Yishai in the Shita Gubetzes. It's in the Tosfos of Inperitz, at least in the real one. I apologize if it's not in the one there. He says that. What would be the makar? He says, Nilmad, me, not from something else through a Kavachomer or a Binyan Av or some logical limud. Me, Diyuk, Lashon HaPasuk. The Havmin is to learn that Keren Mechuberis is more Chomer and pays Nezek Shalim for a Diyuk in the Pasuk. Now, so far it sounds good. The Diyuk in the Pasuk is going to be a little tricky. What's the Diyuk? The Diyuk is that Tzidkia ben Kanana proves in the Havamina, remember this is all the Havamina, before we know B'chor Shor Hadarlo, that Negicha means Keren Talosh. In which case, Negifa in this Havamina means Keren Mechuberis. So he says, Diyuk Lashon HaPasuk, Negifa equals Keren Mechuberis, and Negicha equals Keren Tlusha. That's his Kish. When we thought of this Havamina, we learned from Tzidkia ben Kanana that Negicha means Keren Tlusha. It's only Negicha, not Negifa. I know later on the Gemara is different to say about Negicha, Negifa, but this is in the Hatmina. And therefore, Negicha is Karen Klusha, then we say, Tom Meshalim Chatzi Nezek. But Negifa, which is Karen Mechuberes, we would have been Medayek, that they're two different things, and here, it's Muad Milachatila. Even the first time you pay Nezek Shalim. Okay, sounds good. When you try to read in from Sukkim, it gets a little harder. Right? What does it say? It says, Ki yigof shor ish es shori ehu vames. That is Karen Mechuberis in the Havmina, and that's full Mezek. Umachris es shor achai v'chatzu es kaspo v'gabas emes yechtzun v'in ono daki shor naga humi tvol shosom v'leish v'en v'a lov shalengu shalom tarz v'achas ashor, the chetzi and the difference between chetzi and kulo, that's only Negicha and Karen Tlusha. Okay, this is a little difficult because really in the pasuk of Negicha is where it says chetzi nezek, not the pasuk of Negicha. But he would divide the pasuk a little strangely. Ki yigof shor ish es shori ehu vames and nezek shalim, because that's keren mechuberes. Now there's like a new pasuk starting in the middle of pasuk. You pay chetzi nezek, and if it's a nagach muad, you pay nezek shalim. That's only for a keren tlusha. Okay, but it's a little dachuk. Some other creative ideas are, I'll just point out, who is this? This is the Riva in the Tosos Riva Ritzba. I don't know what he calls it. They use them interchangeably sometimes, even though there's a different Riva in the Bali Tosos. But usually when they quote the Riva, they mean the Ritzba or Yitzhak Ben Avraham. Okay, I don't remember how he quotes it. How does he quote it? As the something. Okay, the Gilyon Tosos has a different clever answer. The Gilyon Tosus says that what would it be learned from? Nilmad mi
Shilach es Beiro.
V'shilach es Beiro. I'm going to write Beiro with a V. It's really with a H in the Torah. I hope you forgive me. V'shilach es Beiro. And the Gemara later, what does V'shilach es Beiro refer to? Which of? Regal. The Shilach Be'iro refers to Regal, but we don't know what it means. It just means you send your animal. That can mean anything. So what it's saying, in the Havamina, we would have thought v'shilach be'iro meant keren mechuberes. Okay, mi v'shilach be'iro, which means keren mechuberes, and v'shilach be'iro pays nezek shalom from the beginning. So basically, the pasuk of regel and the havmina we would have said meant keren mechuberes, not regel. We might not have had a mucker for regel, or based on the more later on, you could work out a different mucker for regel. Okay, that's also a creative idea. The Marikatz has a nice idea. The Marikatz, I mean, it's an idea, but it's a little weak. Says the Marikatz, also one of Bali Tosos in the... Yeah.
According to Riva and Tosos, Rebbeinu Peretz, so the Maskana by Negifa, there is Chetinada?
Yes, but the Maskana, Negifa and Negifa mean the same thing. Okay. Right? Hayu Negifa, Hayu Negifa. So, now, what does he say? He says we would have thought Misvara. We would have thought, what's the point of Muad? What's the point of saying after three times it's different? Because Muad proves that it is. What? What does Muad prove? Muad prove? That it's common. Right? Muad proves that it is common. That is Orche. It is the normal Derech. Right? So what would you have said? He says, the tricky part is this goes back to Tosos. He says that since in this Havamina, Karen Tlusha is Chayav Nezek Shalem after three times because it becomes normal, we would think that Karen Mechuberes is normal from the first time. He's saying, look, we would read the pasuk say, this is Karen Tlusha, which is weird. After three times it becomes normal. Well, Karen Mechuberes is always normal, so it should be Chayav Nezek Shalem the first time. Problem is, this goes back to Tosos, that this only works according to... Right, so the problem with this is that you end up back in Tosos, because who says Karen Mechuberes is normal from the beginning? After all, unless he thinks that, like Misvara, we would know Karen Tlusha after three times is as normal as Karen Mechuberes with no times. Karen Flush is so weird that after three times, it's probably as normal as Kimmerer Kuberis the first time, but it's tricky.
Could it be that he understands, like, the Rambam's Lashon Ruad is that it's like Kederev Briyaso? So maybe Flush, definitionally, is not Kederev Briyaso because it's ripped off in its mouth.
Meaning, anything that's natural is automatically normal.
Right.
So that's what Shai is suggesting, right?
But what he's doing is he's not learning it from Shane and Greg.
No, correct. You're right.
He's not.
He's just making an assumption. He assumes, you're right, that Karen Mechuberes is normal. Right? But you're right, he's not assuming it's as normal as Shane Varega.
Right.
He's just assuming it's normal. And why? Maybe because what I said, maybe he just thinks be smart. He imagined a shore that does Karen Tlusha three times is as normal as a shore that does Karen Mechuberes the first time. Or maybe he thinks that anything natural is normal enough. Is as normal as Karen Tlusha after three times. Right? Or you could say, like Shai suggested, maybe because it's natural, it's automatically more normal. Because the whole point of Mu'ud is to show this is a natural thing for this ox to do. It's always natural to use your own horn. Okay, maybe he makes that assumption. Fair enough, you're right. Now, here's where so there are lots of technical answers here. The Rashba starts with a fascinating discussion that we quoted earlier and gets on to the question of Suffing Zikin and which we discussed, and the question of Enon Shimon Adin, which we discussed, and then the end ends up right back in Tosos and says, hold on a second, there's no muffer for this anyway. That only works out if you hold like Palganis Gamalona. So in the end, he ends up with Tosos. Now, the Griz here, though, says a Yesod. The Griz says, this is a very famous Griz.
Yes. But never mind his answer.
Yeah, okay. But that's really what Tosfos is asking also when he says, where do you learn it from? The first question we put to Legamre. And then, and wherever you learn it from, how does it work out? Now, what's the Chiddush of the Griz? The Chiddush of the Griz is here we have to skip to Daf Hei Amud Beis. And the Gemara says something interesting. Amar Rav at the end of the second line of the famous Amar Rava, Vekulu Kishadis Bor Binayu Asikulu B'Matzad. All of these, if you threw Bor together with one of them, you could have a B'Meh Hatzad to learn the others. Meaning, our mission made it sound like the Torah needed to write them all, right? If the Torah had written Shor, you wouldn't have known Mave. Mave, you wouldn't have known Shor. Shor and Mave, you wouldn't have known Esh. Shor, Mave, and Esh, you wouldn't have known Bor. But the mission didn't finish the job. How about Bor and Regan? Maybe you would have known everything. How about Bor and Keren? Maybe you would have known everything. So Rebbe says, you're right. If you just throw anything with Bor, you could derive everything. The Torah really didn't need to write everything. That's what Tosfos Beis of an Aleph, we remember, we didn't discuss in Shir, says, why is the Mishnah telling why the Torah needed to write everything? Really, the Torah didn't need to write everything. And Lahag the Torah Ladira, just to show what flows from what and what doesn't. Okay, and then we had the discussion that we mentioned here. Could you learn Keren from Bor and Rego? Okay, that depends if it's common or not. Now, so what does he say? Ella, the middle of the eighth line, Lamai Helfstuck has been Orachana. So why did the Torah write all the others of Zekin? It could have just written Bor and Keren, we would have learned everything. Or Bor and Regalim, we would have learned everything, assuming Keren as usual. Lehelchos Seyam, for their specific halachas. The Torah didn't have to write all of them in order to teach us the Rochayiv. Torah only had to write all of them to teach us they all have different halachas. What are the different halachas? Hopefully these are things we know. Before we started this year, Keren, Lechalik, being Tamil of Wedes, Keren, to distinguish Tam and Muad, right? In Regel and Shane and Bor and Aish and Adam, there's no difference between Tam and Muad. But in Karen, Tam pays Nezek, Chatzi Nezek, and Muad pays Nezek Shalom. Shane Varegel, Potter Rosh Hasharabim. Shane Varegel are different because, unlike all the others, they're Potter Rosh Hasharabim. They're only Chayev if my animal does Shane Varegel in your backyard. But in the street, they're Potter. Bor, lift towards a Kalim. Bor, there's a Ptur, only animals that fall into a Bor, the Valabor is Chayev. But if Kalim fall into a boar and break, he's not Chayev. Well, Rabbi Yehuda, Chayev and Liska, Kalim, boar, lift towards Adam. According to Rabbi Yehuda, who says you are Chayev and Kalim, boar, to Pater and Adam. If an Adam falls into the boar and dies, you're not Chayev. Adam, Lechayev, Barbara's verb. Why do you need to write the Nezek of Adam? Because he has to pay for a thing. Nezek, Tzarabi, Boshevas, and Boshes. Eish, lift towards Tamun. Eish is because there's a Ptur of Tamun. Hidden things, you're not Chayev and Eish. If I let my fire get out of hand and it burns down your field, only the revealed things I'm hyped to pay for. But if you had like stock certificates hidden in your field, like buried under the ground or in some unexpected place, I don't have to pay. And according to Rabbi Huda, says you're chayav paper hidden things. Okay, you have to write Eish to teach you that Eish is chayav. We're not going to invent. This is a difficult line. Teach you even if it just singed the stones or the plowed field, you still have to pay, even though it didn't actually consume them. Okay, let's analyze this. What does this mean? Right here, this Gemara creates a very fundamental hakira, which the Brisker of the Grizz really took very, very seriously. In the end, how many mechayivim are there in Ovos Dezikin? We thought, sure, Bor, Mab, and Hever are separate mechayivim, or by the time we get through with it, right, Keren, and Shane, and Regel, and Bor, and Eish, and Adam are all separate mechayivim, right? And that can fit this more also. The Torah wrote separate mechayivim to teach you that each have different halachos. But the Brisker Rav reads this Gemara differently. He says, no. It's not that the Torah wrote separate mechayivim to teach you these halachos. The Torah wrote one mechayiv. The one mechayiv is called mazik. And what's the gedder of that? What's the definition of that one mechayiv, to use the language of our Mishnah? The definition of that one mechayiv is? Dark and lehazik is shmirasa alecha. With that one we discussed. But at least dark and lehazik is shmirasa alecha. There's one mechayiv. Dark and lehazik is shmirasa alecha. What are the ovens of Zikin? The ovens of Zikin aren't mechayivim. The ovens of Zikin are really Peturim. There's one mechayiv dark lahazik shmiras and alecha, but then there's an av called bor which paters kalim, and there's an av called ish which paters tamun, and there's an av called keren which paters tam from chatzin nezek for the first three times, and there's an av called shane which paters rishus harabim, and there's an av called regal which also paters rishus harabim. Right? The at least in the niske the mamon and the mainstream shitas, these are all pturim. Right? There's one mechayiv dark lahazik shmiras and alecha. Then there are five Turim, which are called Avos Dezikin. That is the Chiddush of the Brisker Rav. There's only one Mechayev. Then there's five Turim, five details. With that, the Brisker Rav says, he explains a lot of things, but one of the things he explains is he answers this question. How does he answer this question? The Brisker Rav says like this, based on his Yisod. And he's basically going to say, everyone who didn't give his answer is one of the Bali Tosos. Part of the discussion of Bali Tosos, he says, Tosos doesn't hold for my Yisod. I hold for my Yisod, and Tosos doesn't usually, the way he says it, the Rambam holds for my Yisod. Tosos doesn't, here he finds other Rishonim.
Is it like he's writing his own Tosos?
No, he's arguing in Tosos. He's writing better than Tosos.
Oh, okay. He's arguing, he's taking down all the Rishonim.
No, he's not taking down all the Rishonim. He's bringing Raya's from some Rishonim. He's taking on Tosos.
You know,
we'll see, yes.
Just within the Rambam counts of Sefer HaMitzvos all the different Zizikim, so can you say
that's a great question, meaning, you know, if there is one joint Mechayev, what's interesting is that he doesn't really focus on the Rambam here, even though it is the Chidushe, Maran Riz Halevi on the Rambam. He doesn't even start with the Rambam, right? I mean, there's a few like this, but it's clearly a small minority. The Sefer is not starting with the Rambam. So what Shai is pointing out is it doesn't work so well in the Rambam, because then you would have thought there should be one mitzvah to judge Nezikin. Like, if there's one Mechayev, it should be one mitzvah of Nezikin. I know there are different elbows to pachi from things, but the mitzvah isn't to have the details of the Torah. The mitzvah is the basic idea of being chayav to pay. So I think Shai is a great deal for the fact that there's many mitzvahs in the Rambam that implies not like the Brisker Rav. Now, of course, the Brisker Rav, anyone whose last name is Soloveitchik, never likes to admit that the Rambam is against them. So I don't know. Here he doesn't say anything one way or the other. Would he have something up his sleeve? You know, Chazaka, the Brisker Rav thought of what Shai just said. And maybe it's something of a sleeve, I don't know. So, what does he say? Let's just see the Chiddush that he says and how it answers this question. If you assume there's one Mechayev, and there are only many Turim, then he says very, very simple. Nilmad mi Keren Tlusha Shein Regel Eish Ubor. Now, by the way, I don't mean you necessarily need all of these things. You could probably make do with just Keren Tlusha and Shane, or just Keren Tlusha and Bor. No, I'm just throwing them in to throw in the kitchen sink. What he's saying is that you learn it from the Tzad HaShaveh. What's the Tzad HaShaveh? The Tzad HaShaveh is Darkam Lehazik Ushmi Rasan Alecha V'chayav L'shalem. And if you'll say, no, what was Tosa's problem? Well, you can't learn it because Keren Mechuberes is we paskin, it's uncommon. That's no problem, because you have Karen Tlusha in there, which is uncommon, right? And the Tzad HaShaveh includes even uncommon things. I mean, darkon, it's a little darkon, right? It wouldn't include things that are like from science fiction. That's a darkon lahazik. Wouldn't include things that happen once every 10 years. That's a darkon lahazik. But it includes even uncommon things. Why? From Karen Tlusha. He says very simple. He says very pashut. He says, I have a great answer to Tosis' question, which Tosis didn't think of. What did Tosis say? If you learn from Karen Tlusha, I mean, Tosis didn't think of that. It looks like. It does. If you learn from Karen Tlusha, then you only pay Chatzi Nezek at first. Did you learn from Karen Tlusha? And if you learn from Shane Varengel, you can't because it's uncommon. Says the Brisker Rav, no problem. Just learn from the Tzad HaShaveh of Karen Tlusha and Shane Varengel and Bornish. Technically, even just Karen Tlusha and Shane would do the trick. Learn from the Tzad HaShaveh of all of them. The Tzad HaShaveh of all of them is anything dark and lahazik should be rasul alecha, even if it's uncommon. And therefore, Karen Mechuberis, even if it's uncommon, can be learned.
You mean Zikshai?
What? Yes, yes, the pain Nezik. Now, why did Tosfos not say this?
Why would he Nezik
Shalom? Ah, okay. Sorry, you're just one sentence ahead of me. Why did Tosfos not say this? Tosfos also thought of this. Tosfos didn't say this because Tosfos rejected this. Why did Tosfos reject this? Because what's the rule of a Bamei Hatzad? If I learn something from like two other things, right? If I learn something from two other things, then I can only learn that it's as powerful as those two other things, as the least common denominator of those two other things. So if I learn A from a Tzad HaShaveh of B and C, it has the least power of B and C, right? So if you think about it, why did Tosfos reject this? Because if I'm learning from a Tzad HaShaveh of only Shane Regulation Bar, then that doesn't work, because we Paskin those are usual, and Karen is unusual. If I'm learning for the Tzad HaShaveh, including Karen Tlusha, Tzad HaShaveh just said it pays at least Chatzi Nezek. Right? So I should only be able to learn Chatzi Nezek. And that's what Tosfos meant. When Tosfos said in the beginning, if I learn it from Tlusha, Dayak and Tlusha, means even if I learn it from Karen Tlusha with other things, even if I learn it from Karen Tlusha and Shane, or Karen Tlusha and Regal, or Karen Tlusha and Aish, or Karen Tlusha and Bar, the Tzad HaShaveh is that it pays at least half Nezek. So it should only have to pay half Nezek. Right? Because the Tzad HaShaveh is only to pay at least Chatzi Nezek. And therefore, Vayolib Min HaDin, I can only learn Chatzi Nezek. Here is where the Brisker Rav's Chiddush comes in. He says, this is true until you get to Ma Yisod. Not Ma Yisod, Brisker Rav said. I'm speaking in his name. He says, this is true if you understand that Karen is Chayev Chatzi Nezek. But that's not how he understands it. How does he understand it? This is true, basically, says the Brisker Rav, says the Grizz, says, this is true if there are five, I'm going to count five of those, Zekin, I'm going to forget about them for now, right? If there are five of those. Because some are Chayev Chatzi Nezek, some are Chayev Nezek Shaling, so you can only learn from the common denominator. If there are five avos, some of which, four of which, are chayav nezek shalem, and one is chayav chatzi nezek. That works for Tosfos. But the Brisker Rav sees things differently. His whole yesod is that there's only one av. But according to the Brisker Rav, he says, but really, there's only one av. All darko lehazik, darko lehazik, ushmi brasan alecha, pein nezek shalem, in all circumstances. That's the yesod of the Brisker Rav. Really, they all pay nezek shalem in all circumstances. Bein b'rishis harabim, bein b'rishis hayachid, bein b'tamon, bein b'golim, bein b'kelem, bein b'behemos, bein b'tam, bein b'muad. It's just then the Torah comes and gives you five p'turim. Right? But there's only one mechayev. There's one abnezek. Any that's dark lehazik shmaros alecha always pays. Then there are five p'turim. Really, there's only one av. And then there are five Pturim, right? One Ptur of Tom paying Nezek, Chatzi Nezek, one Ptur of Rishos Arabim, another Ptur of Rishos Arabim, another Ptur of Taman, another Ptur of Caleb. So now, according to the Brisker Rav, how do we look at it? We have to separate the Machayev from the Ptur. That's the Chap of the Brisker Rav. There's one Machayev, then there's Ptur, but there are two different levels. So now the Brisker Rav says it works fine. Says, on the level of Mechayev, the Tzad HaShaveh is to pay Nezek Shalim. Then, on the level of Turim, you can't learn Keren Mechuberes from Keren Tlusha, because Keren Tlusha is more unusual. Okay, I just filled in that line. He says very brilliantly, if you separate the one Mechayiv and five Turim, then you have these two separate Shailas. Number one, can you learn a Mechayiv to Keren Mechuberes? Number two, can you learn a Turim to Keren Mechuberes? Can you learn a Mechayiv to Keren Mechuberes? Yes! The Mechayiv is Dagon Lahazik Rosso Lecha Pes Nezek Shalim. That's the Mechayiv. And you can learn it. Then, if you want to say, can I learn a Ptur? Well, what Ptur can I learn? I can't learn the Ptur of Kalev to Keren Mechuberes, because that's only by board, which doesn't move. I can't learn the Ptur of Tamun to Keren Mechuberes, because that's only by Eishwas isn't alive. I can't learn the Ptur of Shane Varegel to, of Mishos Arabin to Keren Mechuberes, because that's only by Shane Varegel, where he didn't have intention to be Mazik. And I can't learn the Ptur of Chatzi Nezek, the Tam to Keren Mechuberes, because that's only by Tlusha, which was super weird. And Keren Mechuberes might not be so usual, but it's not weird. That's the brilliant chap of, that's the answer of the Brisker Rav. And he says he didn't think of this himself. This is really a machlokes in the rush. It's a machlokes in the rush about the following case. Now again, we're going to be referring to Gemaras that come up a little later. Did I fill the board already? Very unwise of me. Do we have any volunteers? Who's in charge of the board? Chesky, I know. Chesky's not here. Someone knows how to take a picture with their smartphone.
Told me to do it.
Okay. Great.
In the middle.
Right. Shai? Yeah. Shai's married already, right?
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter if on the internet we reveal that he owns a smartphone. Yeah, by the time his kids are old enough to get married, no one will remember what a smartphone was. So it's okay. We're good. So he says this is really a machlokes, two deus in the rush, he wants to say this chakira. So let's just put his chakira on the board. But you see, here's his answer. Tosos, and he's going to claim because Tosos doesn't hold of his yisod. Tosos says, no, there's a separate machayiv of chatzi nezek and a separate machayiv nezek shalim. If you put together a Mechayiv of Chatzi Nezek and a Mechayiv Nezek Shalom for the Tzad HaShavah, you can only learn Chatzi Nezek. But he holds, no, there's one Mechayiv of Nezikin, and then there's Purim, Pturim. So put together all the Mechayivim, you get Nezek Shalom. Try to learn the Ptur, you can't learn the Ptur, so you're left with Nezek Shalom without a Ptur.
Why is Karen Tom, if called Nezek, considered still dark? It's a different level of dark Nahazik.
Yes, but we learn from the Tzad HaShavah that Dark and Lahazik is even darker than Ktsas. That's in the Tzad HaShavah. That's true in the Mardaf Hay also. You can learn from Bor and Keren to everything else. It would just be a broader Tzad HaShavah.
But only, you could only learn Bor and Keren if it's part of the
Mardaf. No, that's learning from Bor and H2 Keren.
Right.
But from Bor and Keren, you can learn anything. That's the first Gemara. Yes. Because it shows Dark and Tzas.
And the Briz would say, because when you're learning everything else, you're separating the Machayev from the fact that it's...
Right, the question is just, could you learn Nezek Shalom? How can you learn Nezek Shalom from Chatzi Nezek? So the Briz says, you can learn Nezek Shalom from Chatzi Nezek. Because Chatzi Nezek is really Nezek Shalom with a Ptur. So learn the first half without the second half.
But you could agree and say that, you don't have to, you could say, except most of his Yisod, but just say that, but by Chodun Nezka Knasa, so that I'm not going to accept that you can between the office and the
correct. You could differentiate the other Ptur from this Ptur very easily. I agree. Now, let's just see what the Brisker Rav says here. The Brisker Rav has a Chakira. Okay, not really enough room, but we'll start with this. Or maybe we'll even start here. Says the Brisker Rav's Chakira. And he brings a few rayas to it, all of which Tosos disagrees with.
But we'll see. It sounds like a crazy Kiddush, this Brisker Rav. That there's really only one Av, and that there are just five Turim. But it's really not so crazy. He has some nice rayas. Let's just see some of his. Here is the Hakira of the Brisker Rav. The Hakira of the Brisker Rav is... Are we talking about... I'll stick to Nizke Mamon. I'm going to leave Adam out for now. Five Mechaivin. Karen Shane Regal, Asian Bar. Five Mechaivin. Or one Mechaiv. And five Turim. So, he quotes a famous Machlokas in the Rush, right, about the case of Avno Sakino and Maso. What's this? If you leave a, let's just find the Rush here.
I'm going to build the second column on top.
Yeah, no, that's not the Rush. The Rush is before that, no? Yeah, the Rush is the first column. The first column in the middle. Yeah. Ayin Shem Barush Perakamda Bakama, the very first siman of Rush Bakama, that he quoted the following case. What about if you leave your Evan Saka, you leave your stone, you leave a stone in the street. And you leave it on the roof, and the wind blows it onto the street, and then someone trips on it. Right? So what's the case of the Nafkamina? One is Avno Vechuli, your stone, Sheheinichan Barosh Gago, the Nafal Beruach Mitsuya, the Niskal Bo Shor. Right? I leave my stone on the roof, but where it would easily fall on the street with wind. And it fell on the street. And an ox tripped on it and broke its leg. Right? So, I have to pay. Which Avnezek is this? Which Avnezek is this? Well, it looks like boar, right? I left a boar in the street. It's clear in the Gemara. It's no difference if I dig a pit in the street or leave a rock on the street. That's a boar, right? I left a boar in the street, except for the fact that it's not exactly like boar. Because a boar I put on the street. Here, I put it on my roof where it was perfectly safe. So we have to learn that even if the wind blows something, I'm still chayev. How do we know if the wind blows something, I'm still chayev? From Eish. So it's a tzad hashaveh of bor and Eish. It's not exactly Eish, because Eish is moving, and this trips something up passively. So from bor we learn that even though it was just sitting there and someone tripped over it, it's chayev. From Eish we learn, even though I didn't do anything dangerous, just I put something, the wind can make it dangerous, I'm still chayev.
According to the Grays, if you said it's one chayev of five p'turim, that means that dark olahazik includes even klusha. But then you say that that's a p'tur because it's Pagneska Krasa, and it's a p'tur because it's Cheska Shimur. So then why don't you just say that the level should be just a drop higher? Why do you include Pagneska Krasa and Cheska Shimur?
It's basically like this. It's like this. Let me say it in the Brisker Rav in a more intuitive way. If sort of like the assumption is you're p'tur until you prove you're chayev, then you can't prove Karen Michalberis is any more higher than Karen Klusha. They're both unusual. But if you assume you're potter, you're chayiv, there's an avnezik being chayiv, until we can prove you're potter, because the haloshem keren, then we can only prove you're potter in keren tlusha, because that's what the Torah is talking about. We can't prove that you're potter in keren mechuberis. If the Torah of keren tlusha is a chiddush liftor, you can't extend the chiddush any more than it already is. Maybe the chiddush is only by crazy things, not by stam wild things. But basically, I'll say it in his words. In his words, what he's saying is that there's a general machayev of a tzad shaveh. Only something which is called one of these ovos has the p'tur. In the Havamina, what do we mean? Let's say this over a little better. That keren mechuberes is called mazik. But keren mechuberes is not within the chiddush liftor of shame Karen. That's what the Havmina is. That everything's chayiv until you have one of these five things that potters. In the Havmina, only Karen Klusha is called Karen. Karen Nechoberis is not within any of the five things, because the Torah didn't discuss it.
I understand that, but within the outline, we have to say that Tarek Olahazik includes even Klusha.
Yes!
I mean, that level is even considered Dr. Lahazik. But then you tell me a second later that there's a Ptur because that's Cheska Shimur. So why don't you raise the level of Dr. Lahazik to not include even Tlusha?
Ah, because it could, because there's a Tzad HaShaveh. From the Tzad HaShaveh, we have to say anything that's Dr. Lahazik, even if it's Cheska Shimur, is still Chayev.
But why is that even called Dr. Lahazik?
Even Cheska Shimur is Dr. Lahazik Tzas. It's not unrealistic. It's not fantastic.
But then the Tzad HaShaveh, Dr. Lahazik is not really...
Okay, he's basically saying what you said before. What you're saying is that even with this brisker rub, nice thing, it's all one mechayev with Turin, you're not going to say it about things that are Cheska Shimur, that are unusual. Those have to be separate from everything else. But the brisker rub says, no, who says it has to be separate from everything else? At least in the Havamina, right? Although even the Maskana, he's going to say... Even the Maskana, he's going to say, now it's going to be funny, because the Maskana, I see what Shlomi's pointing out. Well, how about the Maskana for the Brisker Rav? Everything's one Mechayev, and part of it is Moment, and part of it is Knas? No, so you have to say this. You have to say, even the Maskana, really? Even Cheska Shimur is called Dr. Lahazik, and really it's all Mamono, except for the Chiddush of Karen that ponders it and brings it down to Knasa. That's what you have to say. That really, even Cheska Shimur is still called Dark and Lahazik. Until you have the Chiddush Liftor. The Chiddush Liftor is what says anything which is the Cheska Shimur is really Potter and only a Knas. Now, I understand that's... You have to wrap your head around that. That is probably the Achilles heel of the Brisker Rav. But let's think about it and we'll continue this conversation because you are pointing out the Achilles heel of the Brisker Rav. I don't think it makes him illogical, but it definitely makes him, you know, a little duff-looking in one way. Let me just point out this machlokas. What are the dinim? The Rush quotes a machlokas. What are the dinim of this case? Tzad HaShaveh of Boren Esh. What does the Rush quote? He says, Yesh me'agdolim equals Tzad HaShaveh of Bor the Bor Ve'esh. The Yesh me'agdolim says you learn from the Tzad HaShaveh, you can only learn the common denominator of both of them. So what is the Yesh Omrim in the Rush? Yesh Omrim, and the Rush says, Potter al Kalim, Potter al Taman. You're Potter from Kalim and from Taman, because you can only learn from Bor and Esha. You can only learn what's Tzad HaShaveh. Tzad HaShaveh is that, you can't say that Tzad HaShaveh is be Chayev on all things, because that's not in common. What do they have in common? They're Chayev on all revealed animals, but not on hidden animals and not on Kalim. So that's not in the Tzad HaShaveh. However, the Rush himself says, no, it's called the boar. So, it's Potter on Kalim, but Chayev on Taman. So if you have a sack full of hidden chickens, you're Chayev. But if you have Kalim, you're Potter. Why does the Rush say this? It's called the boar. He says, come on, we all know this is called the boar. Why is it called the boar? Because like, yes, originally the wind blew it. But now the wind stopped blowing. Now it's lying on the street. So it's clearly, it itself is more of a boar. It itself is not Aish. We just learn from Aish. But it itself is a boar. So since the boar has the Ptur of boar, not the Ptur of Aish, says the Brisker Rav, what do you mean? How can you learn from Tzad HaShaveh of boar and Aish something that only has the Ptur of boar, not of Aish? The normal rule of Tzad HaShaveh is that you only learn the lowest common denominator that's in common between the two things. So he says, no, this is the machlokas between me and Tosfos. The Yesh Omrim holds there are five different mechayvim. Therefore, you have to put together two mechayvim of Bor and Esh. Bor is only mechayv on animals. Esh is only mechayv on goli. So, Tzad HaShaveh is a mechayv on goli animals. But, the Rush holds like me, there's one mechayv of Dark Lahazik Shmos and Alecha. This is Dark Lahazik Shmos and Alecha. Then there are five Pturim. We want to know what Ptur applies to this. The Ptur of Bor, the Ptur of Esh, the Ptur of Shane, of Regel, of Karen, many Pturim. So we look at it. It doesn't look like an Esh, it's just a stone there. So the Ptur of Esh doesn't apply, but it does look like a boar. It's an obstacle in the streets, so the Ptur of boar applies. That is the chap of, that's the nafkamina. And basically, this is a very, very similar nafkamina to our sugya. Right? The havamina, one second, l'chayav keren mehuberes nezek shalim milchatchila, says Tosfos, it has to be the Tzad HaShaveh of Shein, Regel, Eish ubor. Actually, then you get into a little trouble. If it's a tzad hashav, shein regel eish ubor, Tosafot would probably say, well, if it's shein and regel, it's only chayav versus hayachid. If it's just hanizak. And if it's shein and bor, it's only chayav versus hanizak for behemoth, not Caleb. So you have to figure out which tzad hashav it comes through. But not of Karen Flusha. Why? Because if we used Karen Flusha, it would only be Chatzin Ezek. Because then we're using a Machayev of Chatzin Ezek. While the Grid says, he says, unlike the Rush, host of the Yesh Omrim in the Rush, Yesh Adi Dolan, whoever it was, says the Grid, no, Tzad HaShaveh of Karen Flusha, and Shane or Regel or Bor or Eish. And we use it Tzad HaShaveh, but it's not called any of them. So it has no Pturim. In this Hav Mina, it's not called Shane, it's not eating, it's not called Regel, it's not stepping, it's not called Bor, it's not an obstacle, it's not called Eish, it's not a fire. And it's not called Karen, because in the Havmin, a Karen is only weird people, weird animals that pick up horns in their mouth. And here it didn't pick up a horn in its mouth. So it's not called any of them. It doesn't have the Pturim.
Yeah, so just a question really on the first part of the Rush, and really on the Havmin. I mean, the Gemara doesn't bring Tzad HaShaveh from Shore. The Gemara on Gimel from Shore, and we see a bunch of different Tzad HaShaveh, two learning one. But according to the Grid, none of those Gemaras, I don't really get any of those Gemaras, because it's not a Tzad HaShaveh from one or two things, it's a Tzad HaShaveh from everything.
No, that's all before we get to Daf Hayyam and Beis, and we realize that there's this big Mechayev, and that they're only Peturim. Now, I'll just mention one other. He goes through another thing, he has a very nice thing. He brings this famous Shita of Rav, who says, Kula Mishoro Lamadu. Rav has this interesting Shita. Shita's Rav. What about classic Bor? I know, we brought a machlokas, but we pass it. Classic boar I don't own. I dig in the street. What about a boar that I own? How do I have a boar that I own? Ah, I put my rock in the street. What if I put my rock in the street, right? And lifne, people, I'm putting a michshol. I put my rock in the street. So Shmuel says that's boar. And it's pater from Caleb. Well, that's intuitive. It's a boar. It's an obstacle. Rav has a chiddush. Rav says that's not boar. That's shor. That's mishoro lomadnu and chayiv on Caleb. Mishoro lamadnu chayv on Caleb. If I own it, it's a shor. So, what does Rav say? Rav says that even shalo b'shus harabim, not I dig in b'shus harabim where I kick a hefker stone in b'shus harabim into the middle of the street. I put my stone in the street. My mom has put a stumbling block in the street in b'shus harabim. Chayv midin shor. The Chayav Alakimim. That's the famous sheet of Rav, which comes up in Daf Gimel here, and mostly in the third parak. So, Rav says, Kula Mishor, anything I own is learned from Shor. So here's an interesting question. What does it mean, learned from Shor? So Tosos asks, on Daf Gimel and Beis, asks, learned from what kind of Shor? From Keren? From Shane? Or from Regel? Right? From what kind of shore is it learned? From Karen or from Shane or from Regel? And then he has a problem. He says, well, it can't be learned from Shane and Regel. So if it was learned from Shane and Regel, it would be Pater and Rishas Harabim. And the whole chiyuv here is putting in Rishas Harabim. It can't be learned from Karen, because Karen is Kavanos Lahazik, has intention to damage. And here, my intention was not to damage, I just left it in the street. So, he says, it must be learned from the Tzad HaShaveh of Bor and Karen. Right? And he says, then we have a problem. He says, basically, this is going to be a big problem. How do you learn it? Tosos leaves it with Tzarech Iyun. He doesn't understand Rav. Now, of course, that's not a real Shita. Tosos leaves it with Tzarech Iyun. Why Tosos was Shitase? Tosos can't understand Rav. For a very simple reason. He can't understand Rav because how are you going to learn this? Basically, I leave my stone in the street. Let's think about it. This is not the way Tosos says. This is just more Pasha way. I'm not going to learn it from Karen and Shane and Regel and Eish. What does the Mishnah say? Why can't I learn my stone in the street from all the other ones? Because they are all
what a Karen and Shane and Regal and Eshol do that a stone doesn't. Holy Chumazik. A stone, they move, and a stone is passive. So I'm only going to learn it from a Tzad HaShavah of Bor. I need a Tzad HaShavah of Bor to have passive obstacles. Once I learn from the Tzad HaShavah of Bor, this is the whole Mahalach. It has the least common denominator, and I should be potter from Kalim. Rav's whole sheet is I'm chayiv in Kalim. Tosos did not have a resolution.
Tosos, now obviously that's not a real sheet. How can you not have a resolution in Rav?
Rav was Rav. He obviously had a Svara. But Tosos can't figure it out.
Can't understand Rav because you need Tzad HaShavah of Bor and
what this shita of Tosos Nisha Omer the Rush is Mahalach. Whenever you use the Tzad HaShavah, you have the kulas of both. Right? That's the basic nafkamina, right?
Is that every Tzad HaShavah has the kulos of both. Because that's the way Tzad HaShavah works.
You can only learn the common denominator. Right? In which case, you need Tzad HaShavah of Bor.
So it should be Potter on Caleb.
But Rav's whole sheet is that it's not like a Bor, it's Chayiv on Caleb. Rav's whole sheet is that what you own is Chayiv on Caleb. But it doesn't make sense. Yeah?
But within the grids, wouldn't he say that even he would have a problem with Rav at this stage?
No. Give me a second.
No, meaning, because if we're saying that it was only Mechadish on that, hey, this concept of one Chayiv, then all of, meaning, because these Mores don't make sense.
No, give me, but this is not in the Lo Harais. In the beginning of the Lo Harais, they didn't know that yet, but we're not in the Lo Harais yet.
But even at this stage of the Gemara, if the grids, why is it a Tzad HaShavah from two things? You mean a Tzad HaShavah from just high and poor? I mean, it's really everything. Meaning,
you're right! It is a Tzad HaShavah from everything.
Learning is just more.
Yeah, it is, in Echonami. Never said otherwise.
Well, why is the Gemara then say high and poor? It's Hainu, the overall arching din of Nezikim.
No, according to Shmuel, it's poor. According to Rav, it's not.
It's sure, and then.
It's right. Sure.
No, what I'm saying, according to the grids, why do you ever need a. Say it's learned
out. Okay. Hold that thought. Now, if something is exactly like something else, you understand, because you learned the Hebrew of Torah. But if something is that, hold that thought, and I'll tell you a big riot for the Grizz. Okay, but let's go here.
Says the Grizz, he says very simple. He says that the Mechayev is the general Mechayev of Darkon Lahazik. Right?
And now we want to know if you can learn Peturim. Can I learn Peturim? Right? So let's think. Can I learn the Peturim of Chatzi Nezek of Karen? No, because Karen is unusual, and this is usual. Can I learn the Peturim versus Harabim of Shane Varegel? No, because Shane Varegel weren't initially dangerous, and this is initially dangerous. Can I learn the Peturim of Tumen and Aish? No, because Aish only some other wind makes it dangerous. I know I'm making assumptions that this doesn't. Can I learn the Peturim of Bor? This is Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Shmuel says yes, because it's passive. Shmuel thinks the characteristic of Bor is passive, but Rav thinks the characteristic of Bor is that I don't own it. No, I can only learn the Peturim of Bor if I don't own it. Here I do own it. Right? A Mechayev of Dark Mahazik Yisrael Solecha, and you can't learn the Ptur of Bor because Bor I don't own and this I do own. Because what's the Mahalach of the Brisker Rav? The Mahalach of the Brisker Rav is that there's one big Tzad HaShavah of Chiyuv. And only learn Keturim from, a very exact equivalence. You only learn Keturim from an exact equivalence. So if I leave my stone on the roof and it falls in the street, I can learn the Keturim to Bor, because it's mamish equivalent to Bor, it's an obstacle in the street. But I can't learn the Keturim of Aish, because even though the wind blew it, it's not acting like a fire. If I have this Havmin Keri Mechuberis, within this Havmina, I can learn the Mechayev, I can't learn any Peturim. Because it's not like anything else. It's not like Karen Klusha or anything else. And in this case, if I leave my stone in the street that I own, I can learn the Mechayev, because it's a general Mechayev. Can I learn the Ptur of Bor? No. Because Rav holds, we don't possibly like Rav, but Rav holds, the Ptur of Bor is only when you don't own it. Yeah, the Torah made it as if you owned it. Right? If I dig a hole in the street, I don't own it. That's why I'm Putter and Caleb.
But if I own my rock, I'm not putter in Kalim. So this is a big raya for the Brisker Rav. This sheet of Rav is a big raya for the Brisker Rav. What is Tosas going to do? So Tosas says, I don't understand Rav. Now, we'll get to it. Obviously, other people within the sheet of Tosas come up with all kinds of answers. It's not like impossible. But there's a big raya for the Gris. And Shai says, I'll bring another raya for the Gris. Not me, hit. Kulam Mishoro Lamadnu. He says we learn it from Shor. What's weird about learning from Shor? Is Shor one of the Avos Nezikin? Now, it's funny. In the Mishnah, Shor is one of the Avos Nezikin. But in the Gemara, what are the Avos Nezikin? What with Bryce that we learned, top of Beis and Beis? There are three Avos in a Shor. Keren, Shane, and Regel. So why is it Shor Lamadnu? Why is it learned from Keren or Shane or Regel? Like, what is Shor? Why not say Keren, Shane, or Regel? You mean, but that's a little funny because hold it, doesn't Rav have an opinion? Yeah. Rav says that Shor means everything in the Mishnah, right?
That makes sense.
So then it's Rav Lishitase say that Shor in the Mishnah means everything. Okay. But let's say a little better. Well, it's still, the Brisker Rav says, fine, Rav holds Shor in the Mishnah means Keren, Shane, and Regel. And Kulam Yishor Lamadnu is Keren, Shane, and Regel. Hold on a second. What is Keren, Shane, and Regel? Is Keren, Shane, and Regel a Machayev? Aren't they three different Machayevim? Like, why does he focus on Shor? Why does he say we compare this to a Shor? Why not say we compare this to Keren or Shane or Regel? So says the Brisker Rav very beautifully. He doesn't say it in these words, but this is definitely what he's saying. And there are more rayas in the Brisker Rav. Maybe we'll leave it for now, and we'll have a chance to get back to all of them. He says, if you're looking for a Machayev, you'd say Keren, or Shane, or Regel, or Tzada Shavev, two of them, or three of them, etc. If you're looking for a Machayev. But he says, Rav's not looking for a Machayev. Rav knows the Machayev. The Machayev is Darkon L'Hazik Shemosu Alecha. He's wondering if there's a Ptur. And what is he saying? He's saying, it's learned from Shor. What is Shor? Shor's not a Machayev. There are three different Machayev. Shor's not a Machayev. Shor is... What is Shor? It's not a Machayev. It's not a Ptur, because Regel has its Ptur, and Shane has its Ptur, which is the same as Regel, and Keren has its Ptur, which is different. Shor means that it doesn't have the Ptur of Kalim. Shor means something that doesn't have the Ptur of Kalim. Shor basically means something without the Ptur of Kalim. That's what Shor means. And that's what Rav is saying. I compare this to Shor, meaning I compare this, I'm not comparing to the Machayev. If I was saying the Machayev, according to Tosos, you'd have to say, I learned it from Keren or Shane or Regel. It's a diuk, it's not a raya. But he says, I learned it from Shor. What is Shor? I learned it from something that doesn't have a Ptur of Kalim. I compare it to something that has the general Machayev without the Ptur of Kalim. I think since you use the general word Shor, it actually works well for the Brisker Rav. What? Because if he had said Eish, then you would have thought he was trying to give it the Ptur of Talmud. But Shor is something that has no Pturim. What Ptur does Shor have? Now, Shane and Regel have Pturim, and Keren has Pturim, but Shor doesn't have any Pturim. And also, he wants to compare it to something you own. So I think it's Meduyak. He says it has no Ptur of Kalim because it's like Shor. What does he mean it's like Shor? He doesn't mean it has Machayev of Shor. Chas v'shalom. Shor is holochomazik, and this is not holochomazik. Yeah. Who could be stupid enough to think it has Machayev of Shor? All right, that's an exaggeration, because maybe there would be such a sheet out there, but it would be dachuk. But Tosas doesn't think so, right? No, what he means is, I'm comparing to Shor, which doesn't have a Ptur of Kalim. Likewise, this doesn't have a Ptur of Kalim, just like Shor, which you own, doesn't have a Ptur of Kalim. Anything you own doesn't have a Ptur of Kalim, because it's only a Ptur of Kalim and things that no one owns. Okay, that's the Yesod of the Brisker Rav, and it seems like a tremendous chiddush, but it comes out of the Gemara Daf Hayyamah base, so it's not so crazy. And
the Rav doesn't necessarily, the Rav doesn't have to hold it.
The rush doesn't have to.
I mean, he could hold that.
The rush has to say something, but he doesn't have to say the Brisker Rav.
There are different kinds of tzadah shavda.
Right. I think better if I was trying to defend the rush, not like the Brisker Rav, I would say, but I'm not up to this yet. The rush is saying the Pturim don't follow the rules of tzad hash. Is it going to come down to the same thing? You know what? Maybe what I'm trying to say is really comes down to the same thing as the Brisker Rav. The Rush really does sound like the Brisker Rav.
No, the Rush could possibly say that this really is a bor, and a bor is mechayev. It's just that the act of doing kriya in order to be chayim bor, I have to do kriya and koach acher.
Maybe what the Rush would say is it's not a real tzara shaveh. It's really bor. Eish is just an igloy milser for some background detail.
Okay, correct. Me, dig a bor.
Okay. Although that's not so posh because ish bor below short bor, bor ish bor below ish bor. But okay. Anyway, let's leave it at that. So this is first you sow tremendous chiddush the Brisker Rav, but it's not so crazy that there aren't five different mechayiv, and there are clearly five different avos nezikin. Can't deny that, or four or six or however you count, right? The Mishnah counts four. If we include avodim, we count six. If not, we count five. But he says there's only one mechayiv with pturim. And you know that's always the game for the Rus. The Rus is saying, it's not because the Brisker Rav. It's just because like each tour only applies in a certain circumstance for a certain reason, and therefore he has to figure out when it applies. But that's really the Brisker Rav. There's a general mechayiv, and the tour only applies in certain circumstances for certain reasons. And then you could figure out like, the reason the tour came only applies here, and the reason the tour Rishas Rav only applies here. But that's still the Brisker Rav. It's assuming there's a mechayiv and then there are pturim. I know there's a different way to say. Joel's saying we could interpret the Rav differently. The Rush differently. It's not really Tzad HaShav at all. It's really just Bor. It's not a Tzad HaShav of Eish and Bor. It's just Bor. We're using Eish for some Gilui Milsav, some piece of logic that's necessary, but it's not a real Tzad HaShav.
Doesn't the Brisker Rav have a problem? I mean, he has a Navi Avos.
Great, Kabaldic.
The Mishnah didn't say that.
The Mishnah was talking about Peturim. Which sounds crazy until you see the Gemara says that on Ham and Base. Right? He wouldn't have said it if it wasn't the Gemara. Okay, the question is, how literally do you take the Gemara? Yeah, do you say the Torah only wrote them for the Peturim? There's still different Mechayim. The Torah wrote different Mechayim to teach you Peturim. Or no, there's only one Mechayim. The Torah wrote Peturim. That's the it's a Chiddush, the Brisker Rav. But it's a Chiddush that explains a few things, including the answer to Tosfos' question. Why didn't Tosfos give that answer? Because he's saying across the board I'm different than Tosfos. And because Tosfos never explained Rav. Tosfos leaves Rav with Sarayim. And he doesn't, so he has an advantage. Okay, we'll come back to Rav, of course. Now, let us go on. I just have a few minutes left. I wanted to talk a little more. I only have a little time. So I'm going to see how quickly I can talk about this. About the second half of the Makor sheet. About Mu'ud L'Adam, Mu'ud L'Behema. Which also, like in the context of Mazel, I mentioned the Piskei Rid, but I didn't really get into it. Our Gemara says two things. The problem is both of these are against the Gemara someplace. Right? That's a slight problem. That Gemara says two things, and they're both against the Gemara. What are the two things the Gemara says? Two things the Gemara says, and this is Lamaskana said Gemara. Two things the Gemara says are Muad le'adam havi muad le'behema, and muad le'behema lo havi muad le'adam, which seems very reasonable. An animal that would attack a behema would not necessarily attack an adam, because adams are harder to attack. An animal that would attack an adam would for sure attack a behema. We have no problem with Svara, just they're both against the day in the Gemara. First question, let's take this. The question is, Rav Papa on Daf Lam and Zion and Aleph says explicitly, it's Machlokes or Papa and Ravid. Rav Papa, and remember, Tosfos Rosh says our Gemara is according to Rav Papa. You don't have to believe him, right? Other Tosfos didn't. Rav Papa Savar Muad Le'adam Lo Havi Muad Le'behema. Rav Papa holds muad for one species and not muad for another species. That's his rule. He has to have a separate muad three times for each species. So muad to gore donkeys is not muad for sheep, and muad to gore sheep is not muad for kangaroos, and muad for adam is not muad for any animal species. All that's against our Gemara. So of course, what is the most trivial way to answer this kasha, which the Ravid says, and the It's not only the Ravid, and the Gilyon and the Shitin Gubetzes. What? Exactly. This is the easiest answer, right? Says the Ravid and the Gilyon and the Shitin Gubetzes, the Ravid on the Koroshi. He says, Sugyan Azil Kirev Zvid Udilo Kirev Papa. Our Gemara started with our Papa. It's very nice. Our Gemara started with our Papa. It doesn't mean the whole Gemara is discussing our Papa Shita. Rav Papa started an interesting conversation, but we don't care about Rav Papa anymore. Why this Gemara is only Rav Zvid talking? I mean, we'll have a separate Rav Zvid problem. But for now, we're okay. What does Tosos answer? Tosos answers something else. Tosos says there's two kinds of Mu'ud L'Adam having Mu'ud L'Behema. Right? What does Tosos say? He says that There's no problem. The Gemara in Daf Lamed and Zion meant... Daf Lamed Zion meant, if it gores, Adam, not Muad Libehema. Right? That's not against our Gemara. What does our Gemara mean? Daf Beis Amud Beis means, if it gores, sure, Gamal and Adam. I don't remember if I had the right example, but it doesn't really matter. Maybe it's a Chamor. Yeah. If it gores three species, including animals and Adam, then it is Muad Lebehema. And that's what I mean. It didn't mean if it gores an Adam three times Muad Lebehema. Maybe this is a shore that has something against people. Maybe it was traumatized by a person once in its youth and has something against people. Who knows? It was beaten by a person once and hates people from then on. You know? But if it gores an ox, a donkey, and a person, then the goring of a person is a mitzaref to make it muad for behema. While, but, if it gores shor, gomel, v'chamor, it's not muad l'adam. That's what our Gemara means. It's not talking about going from three times adam to be muad to behema and three times behema to be muad to adam. It's talking about going from combinations. A combination of three species of behema is muad for behemas, but not for adam. A combination of three species, including an adam, is muad for behema. So the behemas don't make you muad for adam. The adam makes you muad for behema. Okay, that's Tosfos' answer. We're discussing a different case, Daf Lamed Zayin. The difference between Tosfos and Tosfos being a Peretz, which the Machlokes we've shown in Daf Lamed Zayin also is, which we're not getting into now, this is a total side point, is it also muad l'adam? Is it also muad l'adam? If it shor donkey or shor gamal v'adam, does that only make it muad for behemas or also make it muad for adams? That's not our topic now, but Tosfos sounds like yes. And the Tosfos of Rabbeinu Peretz says no, only for other behemas.
It also depends on what type of... goring the ox does, it's killing the...
Not yet, but that is... you know, give me a second, because I'm in the middle of Tosos. What is Rabbeinu Menachem and Tosos says? He says it's Rabbeinu Menachem and Tosos. Gives a different answer. He also says they're two different things. And Daf Lamed Zion, it's talking about becoming Muad. Become Muad the Adam doesn't become Muad the Behema. Become Muad the Behema doesn't become Muad the Adam. And then, becoming Muad the Adam, ain't no Muad the Behema. That's where Papa. What are we talking about in Daf Beis? Not becoming Muad, but.
Chazar B'Tshuva.
Exactly, Chazar B'Tshuva. Okay. Tosfos doesn't say Tshuva. That's a very.
No, they're born the animal. You
know, yes.
The animal.
That's either you really hold from animals, that you call it Tshuva, or. You're just follower of Cook, and the whole world is always being Chozer B'Tshuva.
Yes, for sure.
Right? Here it's talking about Chazara, meaning reforming. And what does it mean? If it was already Muad L'Adam Ula Behema, meaning it already proved that it gored people and animals. It gored everything. Then we have a rule of Chazara. What's Chazara? So Rav Zvid and Daf Lamed Zayin has a different sheet than Chazara. But what does Rabbeinu Menachem say? What happens in Chazara? What's the difference? He says, if it's Chozer from Behema, well, let's see. If it's Chozer me Adam, then it remains Muad Libehema, the Lola Adam, right? Let's say it retracts, it doesn't gore three people. It has three chances to gore people and it's con. It lets three people pet it calmly, right? Then it's Chozer from Adam, but it's still dangerous for Behema. That's fine. What's dangerous for Behema is not Muad L'Adam. But if it's Chozer mi Behema, then you can't say, it's Chozer mi Behema. And, one second. It's Chozer mi Behema, can't say E.F. Sharlomar Shenishar Muad La'adam Velo Lebehema. Right? You can't say it's Muad La'adam Velo Lebehema. Why? Because what's Muad La'adam has to be Muad Lebehema. Yeah. Impossible. That's what Rizvin holds. Okay, impossible. Rather, what's the din? Ella, what's the din? And that's what Argamar means. If it's Chozer Me Adam, it says Muad Lebehema, not Muad La'adam. But if it's Chozer Me Adam, if it's Chozer Mehema, you can't say it stays Muad La'adam and Lola Behema. Because what's Muad La'adam is Muad Lebehema. So what happens to it? What is its status? What does Rabbeinu Menachem say? Rabbeinu Menachem in Tosu says that it's Muad La'kol. Why? Since it stays Muad La'adam, it stays Muad Lebehema. Ah, it played with three Behemas and didn't gore them. Doesn't matter.
If he's Chozer Me Adam, he's still going to be Muad Lebehema?
Lo havi Muad La'adam, the Chazara, the Adam Chazara.
We wouldn't say Muad Lebehema.
If it's Chozer Me Adam, it's still Muad Lebehema.
Yeah.
I think that's been doing in Lashon Tosfos. Now, however, the Mari Katz, what was the third option? You can't say it stays Muad La'adam and not Lebehema, because in Chazara, Muad La'adam has to be Muad Lebehema. So you could say it's Muad for both. Or what's the other option you could say? It's not Muad for either. Right? According to the Mahari Katz, he says, Eino Muad Bechlal. Meaning, either of these are fine application of our Gemara. What stays Muad La'adam has to be Muad Lebehema. So either you say if it retracts from Behema, it's Muad for everything, or it's Muad for nothing. But it can't be Muad La'adam and not Lebehema. Right? On the one hand, Rabbi Menachem says, take the more literally. It stays Muad La'adam, because Muad La'adam is Muad Lebehema. The other Mari Katz says, no, think with common sense. If it won't attack the Behema, for sure it won't attack an Adam. Okay. That is, one is looking more formally, one is looking more common sense. Elon mentioned what we mentioned last time, right? Which is Pshat 4. That is the Piskei Rid. The Piskei Rid, by the way, is the same person as Tosfos Rid. Just two different books. He wrote a book of Tosfos, and he wrote a book of Summarized Halachos from the Gemara. Who else wrote on all of Shas a book of Tosfos and a book of Pesachim? The Rush, right? Tosfos Rush and what we call the Rush, which is really Piskei Rush or Hilchos Rush. Okay, so the Piskei Rid, what does he say? We remember from last time. What did he say? He said Daf Lamed Zayin Amid Beis was talking about... What did the Piskei Rid say? Daf Lamed Zayin Amid Beis is talking about... Finish my sentence. Is talking about Nezikin. And Daf Beis Amid Beis is talking about Misa. An animal that kills a person, when a person has mazel and prevents from being killed, would for sure kill an animal. Now, that injures a person might not injure an animal. Okay, and we explained that. Why does a person only have more mazel than an animal for Misa? I thought that worked best metaphysically. Okay, especially since we'll see many Rishonim say exactly Pumfakut, the opposite. Okay, this is what we saw. This is basically an extension of this Tosos. Now, we have one other question. We have 10 minutes left to deal with this question. We just need the board. How do you prevent it from having a glare? Oh, you go straight.
Straight.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Head on.
I know who to ask
always
for.
Head on.
For advice in photography.
Yes.
Okay, hopefully that worked. I am neither a photographer nor in my 20s, so I'm very bad at technology. How about the other option? What's the other option? Is kacha. The other half of our Gemara says, Muad Lebehema, Lo Havi Muad La'adam. Muad Lebehema is not Muad La'adam. Okay, what's the problem? The steer is, not to Rav Papa, to Rav Zvid. I'm an Aleph and Aleph, the Gemara is a question that everyone should have asked at some point in fourth grade. An ox that kills a person, what happens to it? Skila. What happens if it kills a person the fourth time? Then the Bialim has to pay kofer. How did it kill a person the fourth time? It should have gotten stolen the first three times. So that's the Gemara's question, Daf Mem Aleph, and they give many answers. Yeah. What's Rav Zvid's answer? Rav Zvid's answer was no. It became Muad by killing three animals. That's why it never got stoned. Right? What's the case of kofer? my ox killed three animals, so it never got stoned. If the fourth time it kills a person, I pay kofar. That's assuming mu'ud l'behema is mu'ud l'adam. Right?
Rav Zvid. This is the phase in the days. Rav Zvid. The daf. Mem aleph amet aleph says mu'ud l'behema is mu'ud l'adam. That's the case of kofar.
How do you kill a person and pay kofar without getting stoned the first three times? And there's six answers there or something. His answer is, it killed three behemoths. Okay, so hold on a second. Isn't that against our Gemara? So in our Gersa Nachman Aleph and Aleph, the Gemara immediately says to Rav Zvid, the Gemara immediately says to him, what do you mean? Umu'ad l'behema havi mu'ad l'adam? You're crazy. You think mu'ad l'behema is mu'ad l'adam? That's ridiculous. Ella, different pshat. So then we reject Rav Zvid. So what could you answer?
One answer is our Gersa on Daf Mem Aleph and Aleph says we reject Rav Zvid. Okay?
If we reject Rav Zvid, then it's not a stira. Rav Zvid said something, but he's rejected. And our Gemara is going according to the Emes, not according to Rav Zvid.
Tosos goes even further. Tosos in Daf Lam Zayin Amun Aleph says even Rav Zvid retracted. Not only did we reject Rav Zvid,
even he changed his mind and took it back. Okay, it's the same basic mahalach. The mahalach is we don't hold like Rav Zvid there. Either we don't like Rav Zvid, or Tos says even he himself changed his mind. Why? Because he also agrees with the Gemara Daf Beis. Okay. Or you could say he doesn't agree with the Gemara Daf Beis. The Gemara Daf Beis is not according to him, right?
Or we reject Rav Zvid, and our Gemara is not Aliba de Rav Zvid,
which works if you're not the Raivid who says our Gemara was Aliba de Rav Zvid, right? It's not going to help for the Raivid and the Gilyon, which is that our Gemara is Rav Zvid, right?
Not for the Raivid.
Okay, or you could just say, like Tosos, our Gemara is Rav Zvid. Rav Zvid retracted. He said something stupid. We immediately said that's not true, and he said, oh, you're right. I don't know what I was thinking. I take it back. What's the problem? The problem is, who is the problem in four letters? The Rambam. The Rambam Paslin was bit there. They all say he must have had the Girsa where they didn't reject him. He takes away Ella. Take away Ella. He said, Benichuso, Mulladam. Okay, now someone else talks, right? The Rambam must have had a different Girsa.
But the Rambam Paskins like Rav Zvid there.
He paskins mu'ud l'behema havi mu'ud l'adam. Now it's a problem. And the Rambam himself clearly assumes earlier in Perek Vav that even mu'ud l'adam is not mu'ud l'behema. For sure mu'ud l'behema is not mu'ud l'adam. So that's the problem of the Rambam. So how do we solve the problem of the Rambam? Mm-hmm. There are basically two answers to the problem of the Rambam. What is the answer of the Kesef Mishnah and the Me'iri in brackets?
So, say the Kesef Mishnah and the Me'iri over there.
How do they answer the Stira and the Rambam? After all, is mu'ud l'behema mu'ud l'adam or not? It's a stira. So how would you answer the stira in the Rambam? Our Gemara is very explicit that mu'ud l'behema is not mu'ud l'adam. Because just as a gore behema doesn't mean gore an adam, and adam has mazel. Yet the Gemara in Daf Mem Aleph Rav Zvid says if it gores three behemas, it's considered a shor mu'ud, and if it kills an adam, you pay kofar. Explicit stira. And so Tosus thinks he changed his mind. Or at least the Gemara rejected him, but the Rambam accepts him. So anyone want to answer the stira? Hopefully you didn't get there in the Makoros, then you could think. That's what the Kesef Mishnah Me'iri say, the opposite of the Piskei Rid.
They say, Daf Beis Amid Beis was talking about Mezikin. Daf Mem Aleph Amid Aleph was talking about Hariga. Right? Misa.
Right? Now, again, that's the opposite of Piskei Rid. Piskei Rid says, our Gemara is talking about Misa.
Okay.
And I think this would work well from a physical mazel perspective. When does an Adam have more mazel than a behemoth? When it's just a matter of getting damaged, then it's not such a wild shore. It just hurts. So then the Adam can outwit it. But when this shore is a killer shore, then, like, no one could withstand a killer shore. And then I think the Svara, what's the Svara?
The Svara is, you know, a Svara
in just a practical svara. What's a practical svara? Practical svara is a wild shore. For a wild shore, then an adam can escape more easily than a behemoth. Than a behemoth. If the shore is just wild, it damages. You know what? The adam can intimidate it, or the adam can escape, can outwit it, or the adam can climb a tree. If there's a wild shore, the adam has mazel. The behemoth doesn't have mazel. A sheep, the wild shore can get the sheep. He can't get the adam. That's a wild shore. But that's not a killer shore. A killer shore, once there's a killer shore, no one can escape a killer shore. The only thing you can do is lock it up in the first place. Right? But if we have a killer shore, then that's no, there's no advantage to Adam. It's just no one can escape.
So,
right? For example, if you say like the Meiri, right? What does mazel mean? If the shore is intimidated of a person. Yeah, a wild shore is intimidated of a person and not of a sheep. But a killer shore is not intimidated from anyone. So in a killer shore, people and animals are equal. In a wild shore, people have an advantage, or you say the person has intelligence. For a wild shore, the person's intelligence saves him more than the animal. For a killer shore, no amount of intelligence will help. Once it's a killer shore, you're dead.
Is that not like Rashi? Because Rashi makes a chiluk between Negicha and Negifa. Now we're making another chiluk between types of Negicha.
Yeah, that's fine. One is the chiluk in our Gemara, and one is the chiluk not mentioned in our Gemara. I think it's possible. Although Rashi does mention death in our Gemara, so it's not like Rashi. Right? Doesn't Rashi say dying in our Gemara?
Yeah.
Right? So it's not like Rashi. Savior, it doesn't have to be like Rashi. It's the Rambam. Okay. That is one answer for the Rambam.
Why do you have to say that it's a change in the Teva? Why can't you just say that there was more Machmir by Nisa?
Ah, okay. So, here's the, okay. That's one option, but there's another option. What's the other option? The other option is, so that's a practical svara. However, there's another way to defend the Rambam. Okay. What did Joel say? We'll have to just fill this in the beginning of the next year, I think. But Joel said there's another way to defend the Rambam. Not a practical svara. Not, let's say, different. Not the difference between a shor hamazik and a shor hahorig. Right? But Joel wants to say, no, a different answer. And this is what's in a lot of the modern day achronim like this. Derech de Granat says this, I think it's this very first simon in Bava Kamma or something. He says, am I mixing it up? This is a Granat. But it doesn't matter, it's just a svara. He says, what's the difference? The difference is very clear. Daf Beis Amud Beis is Chiyov Tashlumin. Right? Daf Mem Aleph Mem Aleph is Chiyov Kofer. What's the difference between Chiyov Tashlumin and Chiyov Kofer? Chiyov Tashlumin, you're only Chayev if you are 100% responsible. Chiyov Kofer, right? Tashlumin is Dinei Mamonos. Whoever's 100% responsible is Chayev. If not, then you're not Chayev. Chiyuv Kofer, someone died. Well, Kofer is a different story. Kofer, even if you're not 100% responsible, even if you don't have a formal machayev of a shor muad, but if you were negligent and you should have been makbid on people's lives and you weren't makbid on people's lives, then you're chayev even without muad mamish. And there's a chiyuv tashlumin is only if the nezek was Muad mamish l'nezek zeh. Only if it was mamish expected this would happen, you're chayiv to pay tashlumin. But in chiyuv kofer, no. Then you're chayiv as long as you should have been more careful. And what the Rambam's saying is that, yeah, when it comes to mamon, Muad l'behema is not muad l'adam. He even passed like a problem muad l'adam l'behema. If this is not the exact action of muad, you're not chayiv.
When it comes to kofar, no, anyone who should have known better is chayiv kofar. You have to take the extra step to be careful with people's lives. That's a different story. That's pikuach nefesh. That's a different story. Anyone who is in the least bit negligent is chayiv kofar. Now, the least bit negligent means you have to have a havamina. Okay, you see in the Makor sheet there are other rayas for this, but we'll have to pick up with this next time. So I just wanted to teach you where we're going. We'll pick up with this. So next time we have the difference in kofar and tashlumen, and then we will move on in the Gemara. Be'ezrat Hashem.
The first answer, if it's in Shara Mazik, Shara Horig, then we should kill a Shara Horig if there's potential that it will kill a person. I mean, we know that it's the same amount of potential to kill a person, not that it's killed. So we should just kill it right away.
Shai? And get the board. I took a board in between.
It's a punishment.
Well, does Chesky upload it? Okay. So just turn off the board.
We assume it's a punishment.
Correct. I think there's only work if you assume the killing is not midin hasaris michshol, but we did onish.
Right.